The coronavirus pandemic has hit hospitals hard. Healthcare workers have been short on supplies, and people are dying without loved ones at their side. Some terminally ill people who are sick with COVID-19 are choosing hospice instead, but are facing the same challenges there. WBUR's Amelia Mason reports.
Ubaldo Leone was born in Italy in 1934. He came to the United States as a young man, got married, raised six kids and a vegetable garden in Revere. A few years after his wife died in 2014, he moved into a small assisted living residence in Saugus. Like many people his age, he planned for the end. He made it clear that he didn't want to be put on a ventilator. So in April, when Leone developed severe symptoms of COVID-19, it was time to bring in hospice care.
We've had experience, at least three other experiences with hospice, and they've all been, all those experiences were good. But for some reason, this time around, it just wasn't the same.
That's Ben Leone, Ubaldo's son. He wasn't allowed to visit his father, and it took nearly 2 days to find a hospice service to care for his dad. Then an order of oxygen, needed to ease his father's labored breathing, was delayed for over a day, according to Ben's sister, Maria Misiano.
You know, I was literally like going online saying, where can I buy oxygen? Why is it taking so long for my father to get oxygen? You know, I mean, it's bad enough we can't be there. And then, like, the last thing we wanted was him to experience any more difficulty than he needed.
The siblings were eventually given permission to visit their father. But in the end, they decided it wasn't worth the risk. Ubaldo Leone died on April 11th at the age of 85, with a hospice nurse at his side.
Just not being able to go in there and be with them is definitely the hardest part.
One of the most heartbreaking consequences of the coronavirus pandemic is the way so many people are dying, alone, in hospitals, hooked up to machines. For those who choose not to undergo extraordinary life-saving measures, hospice offers a gentler end. But in the chaos of the epidemic, the hospice care industry is struggling to meet patients' needs.
We've had a couple of situations in which we were trying to get some of our patients into a hospice program, and we did kind of bang up against some obstacles.
That's Dr. Alan Abrams, the chief medical officer for Perfect Health, a Massachusetts primary care practice that specializes in senior home care. He says that a number of his COVID-positive patients have been turned away by hospice. Some hospice programs aren't accepting COVID patients. Some say they don't have enough staff. And delays in care lead to suffering.
An older adult living at home, having COVID, being scared. By the time that the hospice program goes through their admission process, that person has already experienced a significant period of time of discomfort.
That's exactly what happened to Ubaldo Leone, who is one of Perfect Health's patients. Abrams says Leone's oxygen was delayed when his Medicare claim was rejected because the physician had examined him remotely. In the end, the doctor had to re-examine Leone in person, at considerable risk to her own health.
It's a scary thought to go in to somebody's home knowing that they have this really, really contagious illness that nobody knows enough about yet.
That's Molly Polanski, a nursing care coordinator at Good Shepherd Community Care, a hospice and palliative care nonprofit in Newton. She's one of eight staff members who volunteered to treat COVID-positive patients. Polanski says the people with COVID-19 who enter hospice usually have terminal or chronic health conditions. Mostly, her treatment consists of helping them breathe more easily with narcotics, like morphine. She treats a lot of people at home.
I think that's the huge benefit, is staying in that familiar environment where you're comfortable and where the people who love you are.
Like many hospices, Good Shepherd has run into challenges finding enough protective gear and coronavirus tests for its employees. But until they run out of staff or equipment, they plan to keep taking COVID-positive patients. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.